Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Welcome back to another show. It is, if I'm looking at the clock here, 38 days until Amy gets our kids.
Yeah.
38 days until you're like a real life mom with kids living in the house, making sure they eat and go to school and cleaning up after them, and they're sick, you take care of them, and then when they cry, you poo-poo their poo-poos. I don't even know what happens.
I have to do all that.
38 days.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's still on track, though. We're just tracking what you told us.
We're just tracking the tracker.
As of now, the tracker still says 38 days. Yes or no?
Yes.
I love it. Yeah. I keep waiting for her to go. But you know what today is, too? Later on in the show, Amy will reveal if she's pregnant or not.
Well, I mean, okay.
What? We've been waiting
for this all weekend.
I know, and not reveal what...
Well, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we're excited.
It's a big day for Amy.
Big day.
For us.
Yeah, for y'all.
It's a big day for us. Now, hot collectibles right now. I saw this list this morning when I woke up. You ready?
Ready.
Baseball cards are cool again.
That's awesome.
Books. Actual books.
Yes,
famous,
physical.
Famous actual books, because everything's going digital. Coins. Vintage electronics, like old Nintendos, stuff like that.
That's cool.
And then the number one is classic cars. And I wonder if that's like expensive classic cars. Because I would call it.
Probably.
Of course.
Not like an old Oldsmobile or anything?
No, I mean like... little ones. Like,
oh, Hot Wheels.
Yeah, I think it's real life cars. Like, who wouldn't want to collect a classic car?
Right. Like Jay Leno style.
You know what else I like to collect? $100 bills.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
We got a good one for you here on Monday. Diane Johnson, 76 years old, has been working at a McDonald's in Wisconsin for 25 years, right? Still working. She's never missed one single shift in all of those 25 years. They gave her a big party, the crew did. She's never missed a single shift in 25 years.
Perfect attendance.
I would hire her for this show. Said all you boneheads.
Oh, man.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen, like 90% of it just showing up on time. That's it. Like success. 90% of it just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
On time.
We show up. What up, guys?
My 10% is really strong, though. Really strong.
Your 10% of what?
Of when I don't show up.
How is that really strong?
Yeah, what's the...
Well, that's when I do show up. It's really, really, really strong.
No, that doesn't make sense.
No. It's showing up and being on time. That's the same thing. You gotta work on that. No, Eddie didn't make sense.
I was trying to make something out of it.
I thought it was awesome. 25 years, she didn't miss a single shift. That's what I'm talking about right there. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey had their final show last night in New York. After 146 years, the circus is over. In weather news, dangerous high water and flooding from Alabama all the way to Indiana. The rain is going to continue today in the south, especially in New Orleans. 5 inches of rain possible there. In recall news, hot dogs are being recalled, including Nathan's and Curtis brands. After metal pieces were found in the packaging, take them back for a full refund.
Miranda Lambert sent up a box full of a bunch of dog stuff. Why did she send this? Hey, no.
Because of her line of dog stuff. I guess she was just being nice.
No, I think she has like a march happening in town.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody ever sends stuff just to be nice.
She does. The Mutt Nation March. It's the first one.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's during CNN. I'm trying to open it up and see what's in. I think it's really cool how much Miranda does with animals.
Oh, yeah.
She does it on her own. It's not like just a huge tax write-off.
No, it's a passion for her for sure.
I know some celebrities, and it doesn't matter to me if it's a tax write-off or not, but they only do stuff because it helps with their taxes. But Miranda's like totally into animals. Let's see what's in the old box Miranda sent up here. Shall we?
We shall.
It's in a big white box. It says Mutt Nation. Holy cow.
Whoa.
We got a little fake doggy.
Oh, it's sweet.
A bowl. Oh. A rubber guitar for my dog.
Perfect.
And a bandana with Miranda's face on it. Oh, she has her face on these products, too. How about that? Look there. That's nice of Miranda. Send that up here.
And a big old doggy
And there's
bed.
A doggy bed, yeah.
My dog will lay in this bed about as much as I will.
So that's like not that much?
The only bed he lays in is bed the house, the big one.
Oh, yours?
He's spoiled to death. He's laying in no bed. Maybe I could put it in like his little kennel room. But anyway, it was nice for Miranda to send that up. And I hope everybody checks out her Mutt Nation March that's happening during CMA week. Mm-hmm. Which also, if you're by any chance you're coming to Nashville for the CMAs, the CMA week, if the Preds, the hockey team, wins tonight, the Stanley Cup Finals and CMA Fest happen at the same time.
Wow.
Oh,
it's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
Like, there's not going to be parking in the entire state of Tennessee.
That's basically. Great.
Yeah, much less, you know, just the city. But, yeah, pretty wild time. I didn't watch any of the Billboard Music Awards last night.
Okay, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I didn't watch a ton of it, but I really enjoyed Ed Sheeran's performance. And, yeah, it was pretty good. That's yeah.
it. Sounds amazing. I have some
Sam
clips
Hunt.
Up here. Sam Hunt.
Yeah,
was
he
Celine
awesome.
Dion good?
Yes, she was so good.
Yeah, I pulled that one because I wanted everybody.
Yes.
She did Titanic.
She did. My heart will go on.
New stuff. I love it.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, man. Time for good news. Welcome to Monday's positivity segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
A Marine in Tennessee who lost both of his legs in Afghanistan was reunited with one of his prosthetic legs after losing it in Old Hickory Lake. He was pulling into the boat ramp when he accidentally flipped over. His left leg fell off and sank into the bottom of the lake. And two firefighters went out and searched for 6 hours. And they found his leg.
That's awesome.
They were like, I think we found it. They found it fell into like a shaft. They found this big piece of rubber and they pulled it out and it was his leg.
Wow.
And
6 hours.
They found it and it still mostly works. It works well enough they can take it in and fix it and it works again.
Cool.
They searched for 6 hours for that. So shout out to those firefighters for doing that. Anyway.
Well, a dog found wandering on a county road has been reunited with its owner after 3 years being missing. A farmer saw the dog wandering 100 miles away from where the dog disappeared in 2014, but he recognized it from posts and social media, different things. A farmer?
Farmersonly.com? Is that where he saw it?
Yeah. And now the dog has returned home. I mean, that's awesome for the owner because probably after a year, you maybe give up, but 3 years later.
Yeah, that's crazy. Lunchbox, you're up.
Amber was 23 years old. She's the mother of one. Her weight was up to 275 pounds. She goes to the doctor, and the doctor said, look, your only option is gastric bypass. You have to have this surgery. She said, doctor, you don't know anything. I'm going to lose the weight on my own. Went, started working out, eating better. 18 months later, she's down 100 pounds, and she said, doctor, you don't know nothing.
The Bachelorette comes out tonight. It's a season premiere. Rachel Lindsay meets the Bachelors. Trying to make time to talk to each one of them. Wow. What a headline. Does anybody care?
No.
I'll watch.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll check it out, see what happens.
That means you care?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is she from another season?
Yeah, yes. She's from this past, what do you call it, Bachelor. Yeah.
Is she the first Black Bachelorette?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, that's
I still won't watch.
Cool.
Like, the only time I will watch, I guess, maybe it's the finale, and then I'll watch it the next day if I record it. These shows are just so fake. Like, nothing about them's real. Nothing.
Pretty entertaining, though.
They put them in a room. This is what happens. They put them in a room. There's no TV. There's no internet. And they put tons of alcohol in there, and they go, just go. Mm-hmm. And then they direct them ways to do these storylines. I'll go on and I'm like, okay, well, you know what Teresa was saying about you? Well, how do you respond to that?
Ooh.
And then they get the response, but they don't show that they actually egged them on to say that.
Right.
The whole thing's fake. But anyway, makes for good TV, I guess.
Tonight.
It wouldn't last 100 years, if not. I heard Ray in the news talking about the circus was over. The Barnum and Bailey Circus. Good riddance, man. No use in holding animals like that, making them do tricks. I was reading a story about what they do with the elephants now. That's the thing.
What?
They have all these elephants. Well, they try to reacclimate them back into these...
Into their natural environment?
No, they don't take it back to Africa, but they have places in the States.
Okay.
Or even...
Like elephant sanctuaries?
Yeah, even zoos are better than... Mm. Imagine being an elephant traveling around in a trailer.
Terrible.
From place to place. There's a guy who broke the maple syrup speed chugging record. He took an entire bottle of maple syrup down in 10 seconds.
That is crazy.
Wow.
The old record was 26 seconds, so
what?
He cut it in over half.
An
entire... Hey, if anyone wants to try this,
we have some right here.
I got a sweet Benji in my pocket.
Oh!
If you can beat the old record of 26 seconds. Okay, no. 30 seconds.
Okay, yeah, that's
how
good.
Big of a bottle?
Wait, I don't know.
What do we have here? Let's see. Hold on.
I don't even care. I don't care if it's a small bottle. Brett, how big is the bottle? Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
It's 12.5 ounces. Probably 10, I would say, because
okay,
there's a little bit missing.
If you can do that in 30 seconds, I can go make sure that the company delivers you a fresh Benji.
This is less than a soda, guys.
Oh, that's easy then.
Or I mean, a can of beer.
Your insulin's going to rise.
By easy, you mean you try it later?
Yeah, I can do this in 30 seconds.
You're out of your mind.
Okay.
Come on, lunch.
All right, well, later. We'll do it.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The Billboard Music Awards were last night, and some of the country winners included Blake Shelton, top country artist, Kenny Chesney, top country tour, and Chris Stapleton, top country album. So congrats to Carrie Underwood. This is pretty cool. She's going to be inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame in November in Oklahoma City. She said she's always been proud to say that she's from Oklahoma, the people, the culture, all that stuff. So she's pretty pumped about it. Past inductees include Toby Keith, Reba McEntire, and Blake Shelton. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from San Antonio, Texas. Two guys go out and they find this girl. They bring her back to their place. They're like, man, we both have a crush on her. What to do? I know how to settle this. They had a sword fight.
Oh yeah. That'll impress her, too.
So in the living room, they had a sword fight. And one guy sliced his hand open.
Oh.
Had to be rushed to the hospital. Other guy facing charges.
Are these adult men?
Oh, they're adult men.
The guy can be facing charges. The other guy was like consent to sword fight, right?
You know what? You have a point there. I mean, can you legally duel? I challenge you to a duel. Or, like, really?
I don't know.
Because if you can, then is it legal? Because it used to be. Like, I challenge you to a duel, and you go out in the street, and you fight it out.
I don't know.
I mean,
see how this plays out.
Why is this a big deal? Back in the medieval days, that's how we handled things.
Not even that. Back in, like, the presidency, like, in the 20s and 30s.
That's true.
They would go out and duel each other.
With guns. Gunfight on the street.
Like the 1800s? Dang.
Well, so did anybody get the girl?
No word on who got the girl.
No!
Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Man, hope the prince together won. Got her. Because he won a knighthood, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you won.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
There's a woman. She's been awarded $100,000 because her lid came off her Starbucks cup in a burner.
Wow.
Let me tell you the story first. Starbucks has been ordered to pay a woman in Florida $100,000 after she suffered first and second degree burns from her coffee. Her lawyers announced this. Her name's Joanne. She endured permanent scarring after the lid on a venti-sized Pike Place coffee popped off.
Mm. It's a big one.
Venti's big?
That's the biggest one, yeah.
Dang. She must have been hurting that morning. The slip led to the scalding right into her lap.
Oh.
All this put in a statement by her attorneys. Now, I feel like it's a little too much responsibility for every Starbucks barista to have to make sure every single lid is sealed perfectly. When they hand you the cup, it's your responsibility to check and make sure it's on, too. I don't feel like it's their responsibility. Also, how do we know that she didn't grab it a little too tight and pop it off?
If you grip it, yeah. Good
and
point.
Then are we punishing them for making their coffee too hot?
Because then sometimes they're like, oh, my coffee got cold too fast.
If I'm on this jury, I'm penalizing her for bringing it to the court system. You owe us money. Not my giving her money. All this does set precedent for everybody to burn themselves now. Remember the crazy McDonald's case back when we were kids?
Yeah.
That was nuts.
So this is all I know of this story. If there's something else to it where the barista was like, we didn't put her lid on, you know, and someone was that way, that's not part of the story.
Right.
But if it is, then I get it. But how I read it? There's no way I'm giving her money. She didn't care what I think anyway. I'm not on the jury. Does anyone want to argue on this one? Because you're welcome to.
No, not me.
No, I mean, I think there's too many things involved, like you said. I mean, squeezing it easily pops the lid off, too. Like, if you just grab it too tight, that can, like, shift the lid. So how can you really know for sure?
$100,000.
That's a lot.
She does have permanent scarring, though. That's not cool.
She'll get half that. This is how these attorneys work.
Wow.
They get half, and she gets half. But $50,000. Like, burn me right now in my crotch, yeah? I'm going to tell you, I was watching some of Twitter. I was out on the road this weekend doing a couple of stand-up shows, and so I basically just travel and read Twitter the whole time. And I was looking at these pictures of this Pippa. Queen Pippa. Is that her name?
Yeah, Pippa.
No.
She's not a queen, but yeah.
Oh, you would think she was the royal family for how they were treating her.
Well, she's Duchess Kate's sister.
Oh. Well, whatever. She's really pretty.
Yeah.
And she married this dude who's a big dork, right? Mm. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Like
that's what she noticed.
Yeah. Of the whole thing that I noticed, I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because I love to see a dorky guy get a really pretty girl. Hmm. Kind of feel like I'm in that situation right now.
What's his role, though?
Like, well, that's the thing. Because I started researching him.
Yeah.
I was like, why is this guy marrying Queen Pippa? I need to know the truth of this.
Okay, call her Queen Pippa, but just to clarify, she's not queen.
And I had planned to do an ICU for this guy.
Nice.
Because I was like,
dang.
ICU dork for getting the hottie, right? So,
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I was going to say ICU James Matthews. Mm. That's the dorky guy who got Queen Pippa, right? Queen Pippa, 33 years old, married James Matthews, 41 years old.
She's not 41.
Queen Pippa's 33. He's 41. That's what I said.
Oh, he's 40. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you said it reverse.
She's not a queen. But
and it's going to be a like, hot girl falling for dorky looking dude. Listen to what he does, though.
Uh-oh.
He's a former British racing driver.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. So
right?
He's like Dale Earnhardt.
A British. with bad teeth and funny accent, yes. It also helps that he's the heir to a $2 billion fortune. His father's a land and resort owner.
No.
Yeah.
So he's also like a Hilton /
yeah.
Earnhardt.
Yeah. He's so, like Paris Hilton, Dale Earnhardt mashed together.
Okay.
So, you know, she got her a good one too.
Yeah.
So whatever. The wedding was pretty, I guess. I'm just not into the royal family thing. The wedding cost $432,000.
Wow.
The dress was $40,000.
What?
Wow.
Golly.
I mean, good for this dude.
Yeah.
Still got to say, dorky looking dude with real pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I think
game
it sets the standard
game
for other pretty girls. You should all marry. Here's the thing. If you're a pretty girl and you marry a dorky dude, you don't have to worry about much.
Mm-hmm. But if it's a dorky race car rich dude.
To even be a race car driver, you have to be rich.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Listen, in my school, we were so poor, we only had a football field and a basketball court. We didn't even have a baseball field. Our home games were at other schools. So it's not like anybody could afford to go drive a race car. We'd have a swimming pool.
I guess I never really thought about how kids or people got into race car driving.
Yeah, money.
Oh.
Dollar.
Makes sense.
A $2 billion fortune.
Okay. Yeah.
So, anyway, whatever. He's dorky. I kind of like him still. I don't care. There are $2 billion, you know, really good-looking guys that didn't get Pippa. So, how about that? So, in my hand is a bottle of Maple Grove Farms 100% pure maple syrup. It's a glass bottle. And the reason I bring it up is because there's a guy who set the world record for chugging a bottle of syrup, which I didn't know that was a thing. What a funny thing, though.
Yeah.
How do we not already do this? So he broke the record. The record was 26 seconds, but he knocked the whole bottle down in 10.84 seconds.
Which is crazy.
That's insane. And so what I did is I went to the ATM, and look what I have here, lunchbox.
Let me see it.
It is crisp. Well, the ATM doesn't give out. I have five here. 1, 20, 2, 3, 4, 5 20s.
Keep going.
No, that was the bet.
I know. I was hoping you would just
okay.
Let me
up it a bit. Wow.
Come on. Come on.
And one to grow on.
All right.
There it is.
Ooh, I like starting out Mondays with money.
So there's $101.
Yeah.
Here's a bottle of maple syrup. You don't have to break the new record of 10 seconds. You don't have to break the old record of 26 seconds. You told us you could do it in 30 seconds. You could drink this entire bottle of maple syrup.
Absolutely.
Now, do you need to stretch or anything?
I mean,
stretch.
Look, let's be real.
Yeah.
I did not eat breakfast this morning.
Okay.
I was like, man, for some reason, I don't need to eat. And I didn't know what it was. But then I get to work and it's Money Monday.
Money Monday!
And you're going to offer me a free syrup? I mean, I eat that on pancakes all the time.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah. And so it's like, man, I'm eating breakfast in a bottle, and I'm getting paid $101.
Oh!
You know why?
Why?
Because it's Money
Monday!
Money! Oh, my goodness. Let me stretch
it
out.
Is this maple syrup stretch?
Oh. Now, here you go.
Yeah, I'm stretching.
Do you want to take it right now, or do you want to wait later on this morning? It's up to you.
Man,
Man, hey, whenever you
are you hungry now is the question.
Oh, man. I mean, my stomach has been rumbling a little bit.
Do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you
ready? Let's just do it. All right, go to our Facebook page.
We're live on Facebook.
Oh, he's taking a shirt off. Oh, boy.
Just sweatshirt. Got to have room for the belly to expand.
Okay, so.
If you, that stirrup's going to be sticky.
Yeah, get a trash can.
Yeah, get a.
Bring a trash can in here because he's either going to throw up or spill.
No, I'm going to chug.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah, because you only have 30 seconds.
Oh, two trash cans are now in the studio.
Trash cans.
Lunchbox
check,
will now
check.
Drink the entire bottle of maple syrup. And they slap in his chest in 30 seconds.
He's getting pumped up.
Do you know how disgusting you're going to feel?
Yeah.
You know how rich I'm going to feel?
He'll probably be on a sugar high for a little bit, and then he's going to crash.
Do you want to know how many grams of sugar is in that?
Probably like 50.
53 grams.
Yep.
Is that
per,
a lot?
Per serving, so it's 320.
Oh, boy.
You're good for the week, buddy, once you knock this down.
All right.
How many
who thinks I'm
going to
do it?
Six.
Okay. Around the room.
Yeah.
Who thinks Lunchbox can knock this whole bottle of syrup down? Say I.
I.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Really?
No, I think in 30
can.
Seconds?
Yeah.
It is pretty liquid.
Okay.
That's Lunchbox, what syrup
take the
is.
Bottle. Take the bottle.
All right. Oh, boy.
Okay, so. You have 30 seconds.
You're like Winnie the Pooh.
Go ahead and take the lid off here.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, yeah, go.
Okay, you have a 30-second time. Smell good?
Oh, you know what it smells like?
What's that?
Maple syrup.
Oh, you know what it is? Maple syrup.
Ooh. Wait, I got another whiff.
Okay.
It smells like money.
Money! All right, are you ready? Because I'll start the timer at 30 seconds.
Let me.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready when you're ready, boss.
All right, here we go. In
three. Bobby. I'm going to feel bad taking your money.
It's okay.
But I'm still going to take it.
All right, here
I'm
we go. He's got 30
are
seconds.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready out there?
Wait, who's timing?
I am. I have the timer here.
Okay.
You time too.
Okay.
When I say go, time it, Amy. Ready?
Money. Monday.
The bottle's got to be completely empty.
Oh, my gosh.
3, 2, 1, go. And there he goes.
Oh, my gosh.
He is knocking down the complete bottle of maple syrup.
Come on, look.
He's got 30 seconds. He swallowed. He swallowed. There he goes. He's knocking it down. Oh, it spit out. He's spitting everywhere.
You're
hot. Dude, no. You...
Oh, this is so gross.
Come on.
Whoa. This is so gross. You got 8 seconds. Go.
He's
gross.
He's throwing it out.
Gross.
Okay. No,
time.
What a disappointment.
Why did that seem like it was going to be so easy?
There's no way.
I got close.
No, you didn't get
close.
First of all,
you didn't even get halfway.
The bottle's not halfway done. And second of all, you spit out half of the half.
No. I felt like I did it. Oh, man.
Wait, so if it's so awesome, like maple syrup just seems like it's so great, like why couldn't you chug it down?
No, I was chugging it down.
What was the problem?
Yeah,
what? No, I mean, I just ran out of time.
No.
I had it. I was in it. I was getting in my zone there.
At the 5-second mark, he was already like gagging into the trash.
We have the holding on tape, so you can watch. Hey, study game footage. Maybe in a week you try it again.
I'll practice. I'll train.
All right. Lunchbox left the room. He's back. How do you feel?
Oh, man. I'm a little sad. I thought I had it.
You weren't close.
I don't know what you don't think it was close about it, but I'll train and I'll have better form next week.
Go watch the video.
He tried to drink an entire bottle of maple syrup in 30 seconds. Not only did it only get to half the bottle, but he spit out most of the first half. The video will be up at bobbybones.com. I mean, it's not my business talking about people's medical history, so I didn't bring it up. But now that it's out there and Dirk's had to cancel a show in Alabama because of illness, he apologized first. He said, listen, I've pushed myself too far with no voice. I was with Dirk's last week, not a radio thing, but we were talking and he was showing me pictures of like how messed up his throat is.
Mm.
And it was really bad. And so to see he had to cancel here and he did admit he was sick. Here's the disgusting part. Let me show you the text that he sent me a few days ago.
Okay.
And I asked that he never do this again.
Well, yeah, he even told the fans, the people.
No. I want to show you the text that he sent me. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's a big old loogie that's full of blood.
What?
Look at that picture.
That's disgusting.
That's what I said. Why would you send me that text?
Yeah. Okay, that's what he was implying when he said, I'd post a pic of what's coming out of my nose, but it's beyond what you want to see. And, well, now I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
It's so gross. Not even trying to be gross. Ugh. But he's legit sick.
That was out of his...
And we were talking about who sings the national anthem at the Preds hockey game tonight, because all the country music stars are coming out to sing the national anthem. It's just not going to be Dierks. And Dierks is the most diehard of all the country singers. And it's not going to be him because he can't sing.
Yeah.
So how about that text right there?
That's gross.
I was getting on a plane Friday and he sent me that.
Mm.
I think he did part of shows with being ill.
Yeah.
And then had to finally cut it off because he lost his voice. I started watching the show on Netflix about the nun in 1969 that was killed. It's like the big new Netflix show.
Ooh, I don't know anything about it. Tell me more.
It's kind of like Making a Murderer. It's kind of like Serial.
So it's real.
Yeah, it's real. And I was reading an interview from them.
Who killed Sister Kathy?
That's not what it's called, but yes, that's what it is.
All right.
I was reading an interview with them, and they were like, they were working on this as those other two shows came out, and they were like, whoa, we're doing the same thing. Hopefully ours lives up to the hype, too.
Wow.
And I've only watched one episode, but it's pretty good.
Oh, The Keepers?
The Keepers, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And apparently she disappeared, and there's some kind of scandal they're going to either uncover or not.
Wow.
The thing now is we don't expect endings on shows now. We've been trained now to not expect anything. Usually shows have to have a nice little bow. But Serial, no bow. Making a Murderer, no bow.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a bow on this. And I kind of like that.
Okay.
I was really disappointed with the end of Making a Murderer because there was no ending.
I mean, the ending would be real life.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. There was no
ending.
There was no television ending to it. And so we may still see the ending of it, but there was no television ending. And so I like going into shows now going, could be an ending, could not be an ending. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Morgan ended up watching, our producer ended up watching The Handmaid's Tale that you like. She said it was good.
Yeah.
But I don't have Hulu.
Are you sure you don't have the, like, Hulu's free unless you want to pay for the Hulu Plus?
It is?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I feel like it is. Because you watch commercials.
On Handmaid's Tale, you watch commercials?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Okay, so it's like in the future, but sort of, there was some sort of like a apocalyptic type thing that happens, but women are not able to have children anymore. And so then they find all the people that are fertile and they end up becoming people that are forced to have babies for these powerful people that have taken over.
Gosh,
yeah,
these
they're like
are
the handmaids, so they live with them.
Bobby,
heavy. It is heavy. It goes back to like some crazy biblical times. It's
in the future, right?
It is, but it's almost like modern. It's like, you know, could happen 5 years from now or something.
Went to Wichita over the weekend, and I went and did a couple stand-up shows, but Mike D, our phone screener, who has been struggling with women, went on a date in Wichita.
Dang!
I didn't even know it. All I do is I look on Instagram, it's with a girl. And I'm like, wait, what's happening right now? Where did you meet this girl?
On Twitter.
So she tweeted you and said what?
If I wanted to get brunch on Saturday.
Just straight up said, hey, let's get brunch?
Yeah.
Huh. He never even told me about this. Like, he kept it all a secret. And so you go and have brunch with her. I guess that went well?
Yeah, it went really well.
Do you want to say her name or no?
What's up?
What's her name?
Emily.
So it goes well. Oh. You guys decide then to go out that night again?
Yeah, after the show, we ended up hanging out again.
Did she come to the comedy show?
She went on Friday night, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you see each other Friday night?
No, she was going to talk to me Friday night, and she said she didn't get a chance to, so she just tweeted me.
Oh, that's when it happened?
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't like set up before you went out there?
No.
Oh, so you went out. Are you going to see each other again?
I mean, maybe, if I'm ever in Wichita again.
Interesting. All right, buddy. All right, I see you. Yeah, look at this guy. Can't get a date until
nice.
He goes out of town.
Pretty awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. If you guys want to come to the show, if you're listening in Fort Wayne, you can go to BobbyBonesComedy.com. That's the next stand-up show in Fort Wayne. So BobbyBonesComedy.com. And maybe Mike D will get a girl there, too. Maybe he's lining them up. Yeah. How about that dude over there? Here's the final countdown of this week. Tonight, the season premiere of The Bachelorette. Lunchbox says he will be watching.
Yeah, I'll watch.
Also, NHL playoffs. The Ducks and the Predators. Game 6 out of Nashville. So one country music superstar will be singing the national anthem. We don't know who. We're not even going to ask to be tipped off because we were tipped off wrong last time.
Yep.
But let's guess. I'm going to guess Tim and Faith this time.
Oh, that's what I was going to do.
That's a good one.
Okay. I'll stick with Reba. I had Reba.
I'm going to go with Sam Hunt.
Oh.
Chris Stapleton.
Oh, they would come strong. With these heavy are all hitters. Of our guests from last
same
week.
Bets.
Yeah. On Tuesday, the season finale of Dancing with the Stars and The Voice. On Wednesday, I visit the dentist.
Oh, wow.
I've had a hole in my tooth for about 3 weeks. I've been putting it off. And if anything comes up, it's going to get put over the dentist. Don't worry.
The final countdown.
On Thursday, nothing.
It's a good tease.
Nothing week. And on Friday, the season of Bloodline comes out. Season 3. It's the last season of Bloodline. And then Pirates of the Caribbean in theaters. So, there you go. 10 people were hospitalized with botulism because they bought some nacho cheese from a gas station. They've been hospitalized. Sacramento, shout out.
Oh, boy.
Shout out.
Apparently, they bought some nachos, and the people got really sick.
Yeah.
Again, gas station nachos. Probably not the best idea ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'm... I got gas station sushi once, and it did not end up well.
Man.
Yeah, I would not do that.
Lunchbox, what is botulism?
That is food poisoning caused by bacterium growing improperly on improperly sterilized canned meats and preserved foods.
Okay, here's what it does to you.
Okay.
It messes with your vision. It droops your eyelids. It slurs your speech. Paralysis. And it can be fatal.
Wow. What?
But these 10 people bought bad nachos. Bam. Hospital.
Oh.
Over to Amy with 30 Second Skinny. You ready?
Ready.
Hey, it's the final countdown.
Oh, man.
We don't have guitar solos like this anymore. All right, here we go.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So if you're one of those people who plans ahead, and I mean like way ahead, well, pre-sale tickets for Luke Bryan's Crash My Playa will be available this Wednesday. It's going down January 17th through the 20th of next year in Riviera Maya, Mexico. We don't even know the lineup yet. So if you... Would you buy tickets to this without knowing the lineup?
I'm not going to Mexico. I don't care who's there or what they're doing.
Cancun is the number one Memorial Day destination.
I am not going to Mexico.
Well, crashmyplaya.com is where you need to be. Again, that'll be this Wednesday. Arnold Schwarzenegger said he's going to do a sixth Terminator movie. And he also promised a twins sequel called Triplets that's going to be happening with Eddie Murphy.
Isn't he like 100? He better get to working, right?
He'll be back. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
That was Lunchbox-esque. Like yeah, that was a Lunchbox-esque pun there that missed the mark.
Oh, I bet somebody.
Just read the skinny.
You know, like,
I didn't hear it.
I know.
Right? I didn't get it.
So here's the thing with Amy, and we're going to find out in like 20 minutes or so her pregnancy results, kind of. You know, because for the last couple weeks, she's been nauseous and she's been like, I put on a little weight, and there are all these things. She's like, I could be pregnant. But here's the last story we're going to tell leading up to it. So what happened to you?
Well, I was signed up to go to a boot camp on Saturday morning, and I had to cancel because I felt horrible. Felt horrible all Friday. Then I went to bed super early thinking, okay, I'm still going to try to wake up for the boot camp. Couldn't happen.
So what you're saying is you had morning sickness over the weekend.
No, I'm saying I was felt horrible.
What I'm hearing is she had morning sickness over the weekend.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, you can take it as what you want, but I was pumped about this, and it was like a girls' boot camp and something I was definitely excited about, but I had to back out, and I normally don't ever really miss workouts, but I had to.
20 minutes away from the update. What we're going to find out is if Amy thinks she's pregnant by anything else happening in her life or body. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Can't wait.
So 20 after next hour.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What are we betting here?
Oh, I already know. Like, I'm so convinced.
That
she's pregnant. Huh. For sure. This is a lot of stuff going on. Coincidence? I think not.
Huh. Okay, Eddie says he thinks she's pregnant. What we're going to find out really is if Amy started her period. Like, that's really what we're going
to do. We're looking for.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Oh, bun in the oven. And I'm hoping times two.
Ding. What?
Twins, that's what that means.
Whoa.
Twins? I know.
Okay.
That's a lot.
I'm going to go with, I don't think she's pregnant.
Oh,
twins.
Man.
And I have no insider tip.
You promise. No
promise
insider.
You. There's no insider trading happening here. I'm not Martha Stewarting this thing. Okay. We're going straight.
Yeah. Bobby doesn't know anything.
I don't know. Purposely.
He does know I missed boot camp.
And your gut says no?
My guts. I've just been through this with her so many times.
Yeah.
But her gut says.
I felt like you saw. I don't know. I don't know if you did, but I
saw nothing. Whatever it is, hold off and tell me later what you think I saw, because I don't know.
Okay.
All right. This is the Bobby Bones. All right. Joe Don from Rascal Flatts is on. Hey, dude.
That's actually Gary.
Oh, it's Gary. You guys always together?
Yeah, I just jumped out of his pocket.
All right, so Gary and Joe Don are both
and
there.
Jay.
And Jay. Oh, all Rascal Flatts are back with us. There we go. Oh, yeah. So we had a chair delivered to the studio for Nada, our producer, from you guys.
Yeah.
Legit from you guys?
Legit. Absolutely. We put it together. We went out to Home Depot and got us a little
socket set.
Little socket set. Little first time socket set. And yeah, we put it together for Nada.
Well, we appreciate that. It's amazing to me that you guys are always together.
I know. See, you know what was funny was that we tried to airbrush the three of our faces on the seat, but it didn't come out.
Because you saw Amy's chair had Dirk Bentley's face on the seat.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And our seat part was a little too small, so we couldn't airbrush the three of us. Plus, we don't know how to airbrush. So.
Oh, that's a problem, too. All right, Rascal Flatts on the phone. By the way, they were on Friday. The record, Back to Us, is out. Hope everybody takes a listen to it. Hope everybody downloads it. And they sent Nada up a chair because we couldn't afford our own chairs, and our company didn't buy them for us. So artists have sent chairs to every person in the room except me. So Rascal Flatts, come through for Nada. Here we go. Hey. Boys, appreciate it very much.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Right.
Nada getting your, in your chair.
They wrote a note on it, too.
Got a big bow on it. They wrote lots of notes on it.
Yeah, the whole thing is like a note. It says, to Nada, please have a seat. We love you. P.S. This may rub off on white pants.
Yeah, they wrote it with a black marker.
And then they said, P.S.S. No white pants after Labor Day.
That's
Thank
funny.
Thank you, guys. I love it.
Look
Let's
at
see.
That.
Let's see.
That's
Let's
awesome.
See.
Oh,
sit in it. Let us know how comfortable it is.
It looks super comfy.
Ooh, it's very comfy. Oh. I need it to be taller, though. I'm kind of short. Let's see.
Yep.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, it goes up.
Oh, that's pretty legit.
It goes up.
I think it's a Rascal Flatts coming through for Nada.
Check it out.
The Rascal Flatts. I hate it when I call them that.
The. Thanks, guys.
So I guess everybody's got a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Except
me. Forever ago.
Isn't your person probably the richest?
Probably. Hold on. Let me just. So months ago, my back was hurting, and I said, "Oh, my back's killing me. I wish the company would buy me a chair," and they didn't. And I was like, "Maybe we can ask for chair sponsors from the wonderful artists of the country music community." And so then all of a sudden, you guys' back started hurting because mine did. Whatever, fine. Lunchbox got a chair from Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood. And let me tell you, my back feels great. She's amazing.
Eddie got a chair from Tim McGraw.
Chair McGrawson.
Amy got a chair from Dirk Bentley with his head on it, and it says Pimpin' Joy.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in my Bentley.
Oh, boy. Ray got a chair from Kip Moore.
Yeah!
Just chilling in the glass room. Nada's got a chair from Rascal Flatts.
It's really comfortable.
And Bobby got a chair from?
No, I'm still in the same old one. Yeah, I guess Garth's been...
Busy?
Yeah.
He's probably busy.
He's probably doing concerts or something
Sometimes
right now.
Sometimes he does like two shows in one night.
Oh, I know. That's why I probably didn't even know about it yet. Yeah, I'm the only one.
Yeah.
It's okay, Garth.
Your time will come.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dang. I'm officially back on it. I took a week off of just life. Like the good life.
That healthy life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's normal. So I didn't exercise one time last week. Ate a lot of unhealthy meals. But my body is like breaking out now. So I'm back, but I got like pimples and stuff like in weird parts of my body.
Mm-hmm. And that's because you lived life?
Don't live life, guys.
Yeah.
What happens is my body's not used to whatever the bad food I was putting into it. So it starts to break out and like be scared.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Your skin is your largest organ. It's like,
no, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is. I'm pretty sure it is, right?
That's hard.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So... Like, I'm back at it. Mm-hmm. So, this morning I had protein pancakes. It was the one day that I have and will see Lindsay, my girlfriend, from last week and this week. Like one day in 15 days, right?
Yeah.
So she woke up and made breakfast this morning. She makes these protein pancakes. And I had those. And it was good. But I'm healthy now. I'm back. I did yoga yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Her and I did. She's good and I'm not. And that's frustrating.
But you had your tights on.
Did you see them?
Yeah, I did. Spider-Man tights.
On my Snapchat. I guess, yeah, I put them on. People just think I'm better at yoga when I wear those tights. So
do you wear the shorts over them?
The red ones I do because they're not meant to be
seen.
Yeah, they have. The red ones allow the bulges. The black ones are real tights, like you can wear it and not worry about it.
Got it.
Yeah, the red ones you have to.
Yeah, I'm glad you're aware of that. Some people are not.
Oh, you mean people sometimes wear them and you can
sometimes
see?
Sometimes people wear all kinds of things. I'm like, did you look in the mirror? And there's a mirror right here in the classroom. Can you see?
Like you should go home, you know what you're saying?
Yeah. Especially sometimes I've been in yoga when guys wear shorts and they don't wear underwear and they don't have a liner.
What?
Yeah, I told you this before. And we do certain moves. I'm like, no, no, no.
There's a student who slipped a laxative into a teacher's coffee.
No.
And an eighth grader. Don't laugh. That's what makes people do it.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing.
It's not.
Who is facing criminal charges after he put laxative in a teacher's coffee. I don't think this is funny.
Ugh.
A teacher had seen 8 pills fall into a sink after she dumped out her coffee.
Ugh. 8?
She reported the incident to the principal. Police were called. The pills did not dissolve, luckily. Students said they saw the boy with the pills. They asked him. He confessed. And so you can't put things in food. You can't. That if you're in a restaurant, and let's say I go in and you spit in my food, that's not a felony. It used to not be. And once I was on the radio and somebody called another radio station, we're like, yeah, I spit in Bobby Bones' food once at a restaurant. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Dang.
And so I don't know if it was true or not. But man, I felt sick. Like, I didn't know what restaurant it was.
Yeah.
I don't think they wanted to stay on the radio. You guys remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh.
And as a celebrity, you have to worry about that everywhere you go.
I really don't worry about that at all.
Yeah, oh.
I don't expect that. Michael Phelps says he's not going to swim competitively anymore because they thought he may come back and try the breast, right? That's his really good one.
Mm-hmm.
In the next Olympics, it says he's not in 2016. In 2020, he's not going to come back and swim.
Okay.
It'd have been cool, though. He'd have been like 60. So it'd have been cool to see.
60. He'd been like 34.
See someone older. But that's like 60 in competitive swimming, right?
Yes.
Because Katie Ledecky, the first time she swam, was she like 15 or something?
Yeah, 15 or 16. Same with Michael Phelps. And they last till like 25 and then they're done.
Oh, wow. So he's gone over.
Yeah.
We are probably a minute or two away from Amy's pregnancy announcement.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's nowhere to go.
I'll stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
I will.
Everybody stay tuned here. Mr. Bobby Bones. So if you're brand new to the show, Amy has two kids moving into our house in 38 days.
Wow, already 38 days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amy's in, she adopted two kids and they should be moving in the house in 38 days. And she adopted these kids. Just to backstory it, her and her husband tried to have kids forever and they couldn't. They went through all the tests and they did all the, you went to the fertilization clinic or whatever they call it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went to doctors for fertility treatment.
Yeah, yes. That's what I said. Yeah. So they do that, and then she tried to adopt domestically. But if you move, even your house, even in the same neighborhood, like it gets erased and you have to start over. And because her husband was deployed, the adoption just kept getting erased. They kept having to start over. Then she went on a mission trip to Haiti, part of a woman's conference there. And as she did, they went on a tour of an orphanage, and she found a little boy and a little girl. And she's like, these are my kids. So she adopted them 38 days till they move in the house. And Amy's like, man, if one more person tells me that because I'm adopting, I'm going to get pregnant, I'm going to go bonkers.
So yeah, because everybody says that's what's going to happen.
All of a sudden, Amy's like, bleh, like wanting to throw up in the studio.
Well, I did.
And then all of a sudden, she's like, I've put on weight. And all of a sudden, she's eating meat again. All of a sudden, Lunchbox's mom goes, for sure, Amy's pregnant. All these things are factoring in. I get a drum roll here. Amy? These two guys think you're pregnant. I do not.
Come on.
Yeah, we do.
Now, it may not even be an I'm pregnant or not.
Oh.
But we're going to know a big fact here. What did you think I noticed before, by the way?
Well, if I say that, I'll give it away.
Oh, okay.
But I can tell you. I mean, I will say that for about 4 days, all I could hear was Lunchbox's mom in my head. Once Amy starts eating meat, she's going to get pregnant. Mm. That has stuck with me ever since he said that.
Okay, go ahead.
Not only that, I felt extra psychotic lately, and I was thinking, man, these hormones are just not even normal. They are off the charts. So are these, is this pregnancy hormones? Is this what it's really like? So on Saturday, I decide that I need to buy a pregnancy test because...
I didn't know this had to... Okay, hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're out of time. Ray told me we're out of time.
Shut up.
We got to come right back. Hold on. Ray, true or false, we're out of time.
Ray,
that's terrible. Gosh.
I know. What's wrong with you guys? I know. It's not a long one. It's not a long one. Hold on. Get your Bobby Bones on. So what do you want to talk about? The weather?
Okay, come on.
What?
I didn't even know I had the time limit last time, so.
I didn't either. I looked up and it was time to get a commercial. Okay. Hey, Stacy in Canton, Ohio.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for calling. What's going on?
So I was just calling in about Amy possibly being pregnant. Kind of have a similar story. My parents were told that they could not have kids. They adopted my brother and my sister. And shortly after that, my parents got pregnant with me and my sister.
Boom.
Wow. Twins?
Twins.
Boom. Times two.
That's what Lunchbox predicted for me.
Wow. So Eddie says she's pregnant. Lunchbox predicted twins. I don't think Amy's pregnant. But Stacy, thank you for the story and thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
That being said, I'm sorry. What, Stacy?
I said have a good day.
Okay. You have a good day too. Sorry about that. Okay. Down to it. Drum roll, please. Amy.
Okay.
Oh, you ready to get to this? Tell us about that new baby.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Come on, Amy. Babies.
Okay, so Friday night, I'm not feeling well. Saturday night, I'm not feeling well. Saturday morning, I have to miss a boot camp. I'm not feeling that great. So I'm like, okay, forget it. After texting with some girlfriends, I'm like,
Can you turn me down?
Yeah.
I was like, I've got to get a pregnancy test. I don't really know.
Were you nervous walking into the store to get the test?
I mean, this is probably like the 200th pregnancy test I've purchased, so no. But I will say, here's my confession, is that I feel like I've put on whatever this crazy front is where I'm like, I'm over it. I don't need to get pregnant. We have our two kids. I've got a 6-year-old, 10-year-old, both healthy daughter and son. Like, we're happy. We're content, right? Everything's fine. I'm not bummed about this. So, I mean, I've been saying that for a while now, right? And last time we did a pregnancy test, it was on air and it didn't seem real, although it was. It just seemed like, kind of just fun. And then it was negative and I was like, okay, whatever, I don't care. Well, this is the first time where I really felt myself caring again. And that was weird for me because I was like, okay, this could be kind of neat, like a baby and two kids. And then I started thinking all of a sudden how I really want to breastfeed. I know that sounds weird, but I do. I have that desire. So anyway, I get that and I'm like decided I have the pregnancy test, but I'm going to take it on Sunday. That way I can know for work on Monday what's going down. And then Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., I started my period.
Oh.
This is how you tell us?
That's how you break it to me?
That's how you let us know?
I mean, trust me. And it was the first time in a really, 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 really long time. So I think I learned something about myself, too, is I've kind of been in denial about my, desire to have a baby. And now that the kids are coming, I'm like, well, it would be cool if they had like a little. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't know. I think with the kids coming in like a month, I'll have so much excitement that I won't really be disappointed if it happens again. But this is one of the last times I'll have a period without children in my house.
What a weird thing to think of.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Well, isn't it? It's kind of like it one is. Of those last things. Yeah. I don't know if that's what's causing a certain amount of significance. I have no idea. All I know is that I haven't felt that like, wah-wah feeling. I don't know how to put it because I don't want to be Debbie Downer at all. I'm super thankful that I have children coming. I mean, I don't want this to be a negative at all, but I did realize that I think I've been putting up a front. I have, and it's not easy, and I'm just being transparent, but whatever.
What did I see?
This morning I realized when you walked in and then I swiped them off the desk because I was in your office and I had two Midol sitting on the table and I didn't know if you saw them, but
that's just another day for you. I didn't think anything else.
I know. I was like, well, I do take Midol on the regular, even if not, because I feel like Midol cures all, but I thought that would be a dead giveaway, but I didn't. I thought I got off the table just in time.
Well, I'm sorry that you're not pregnant.
Well, that's okay. I didn't really want to be.
Here she goes again.
I mean,
one, I'm sorry that you were disappointed you weren't pregnant.
Yeah.
Two, You thought the last time you did it was fun because we all were with you. So let me recommend the next time you just have us over.
Yeah, well, I'll go to the house.
But I wasn't even going to take the test till Sunday, so who knows? Because I wanted my husband to be, anyway.
No, not him.
Us. No. I mean, it's cool if he's there, too.
Yeah, he's there,
really,
too.
Honestly,
but you know how funny that we're there?
Yeah.
But if it had been positive, I was already trying to plan out, how would I handle that on the air? I mean, I think I would be ready to tell y'all ASAP, but I don't think my husband would be. So I was like, how am I going to say that? Like, what do I say? Like, oh, I got nothing to say.
Yes, you would have said nothing. Because, again, what I predicted was if she was pregnant, that you would have come to me before and said, I can't talk about it. Don't mention it. And we would have just done a whole show without mentioning it.
Oh, we were just like, but people were already tweeting like.
They were. But remember, last week I said if it doesn't get mentioned, you know there's something up.
Yeah, you did say that.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
So now, okay. Even though she said no now, is there still a chance?
No, because she said no.
Ah, God.
No, I.
She said no, no.
No.
Yeah.
She brought the test for you to look at.
You did?
What? No, I never took the test. I didn't have to because, trust me.
No, we trust you. We're good. We're all good.
I was
extra crazy.
38 days till your kids move in.
Yeah.
Wow. Or less. Amy told us she didn't think she's pregnant because she had her period on Saturday. Were you late?
Yes. I was 4.5 days late because I was counting.
Dr. Miller is on, who's an OBGYN. Mm-hmm. Hi, Dr. Miller.
Hello.
Thank you for calling the show. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Are you a legitimate doctor?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just want to make sure. So, Amy's here. What would you like to say to her?
Well, first of all, Amy, I understand where you're coming from. I have been in the same situation. But first of all, I want to tell you, too, that just because you have started your cycle does not mean that you could not be pregnant. I would like for you to take the pregnancy test first thing in the morning whenever you get up and you go to the restroom. Even though you have started, there is still 89% chance that you could be pregnant. A lot of women don't realize that when you have started your cycle, you could still be pregnant. And I don't know if you knew that or not, but I have had a lot of women come into my practice and say, well, I know I'm not pregnant because I started my cycle. And it actually turns out that they are pregnant. I've had one come in here recently and she has had a period this entire time, and she ended up being 6 months pregnant.
Wow. Yeah, wow. I mean, I know that happens because I've seen that TV show. Like, I had no idea I was pregnant, and then, boom, they go to the bathroom and a baby comes out. But, okay. I mean, I have the test, so I guess I could do it in the morning, but...
Could you do it right
now?
I
don't have it, like, physically, but I have it at my house.
Oh.
No more live on the stick.
Yes.
No live on the stick.
Okay. That now would not be a good time because the first time you get up and you go to the bathroom, that is the most accurate time to take a pregnancy test.
Okay.
That is whenever your body is, you know, more fertile and everything else. That would be...
Okay.
I hate to put it this way, but that is whenever your urine is going to be the best.
Yeah, that's fine to put it that way.
Yeah. Dr. Miller, thank you very much for the call.
89%?
It's awesome. And I hope everything works out for you. And
oh,
I also adopted two babies from having myself.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Miller. Have a safe trip to work. Wow. Okay. So it lives on.
Game changer.
I didn't know the percentage was that high of people that at least still had one cycle after they were pregnant. I know it's not common for you to have one like that girl that had it 6 months or even like, you know, the crazy stories we hear about, but still.
Paula in Mississippi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. What would you like to say to Amy?
Well, Amy, I was pregnant 4 times. And we had a miscarriage for the second one, but my second pregnancy that went to term, I had a period every single month. And because of the miscarriage, we raced back to the doctor every month.
Oh, wow.
Because we had to do follow-ups and make sure he was okay. And he was, and everything was great. So I'm with Dr. Miller. Take the test.
I have a whole phone list. I have 13 calls on right now that all say the same thing. Not that you are. I still don't think you are, but I think... Because you're right, still in it, like emotionally.
Were you asking like how many days I was late? I wonder if me being so late played into it, or how, I'm not joking, I was extra psychotic and extra just like not feeling great. I'm not saying that that's it, but now of course my brain's playing tricks on me. Like, oh, I wonder if that means anything. But it's almost like when I did start my cycle on Saturday, it was almost like a relief of like, okay, I'm not crazy. It is hormones, you know? I like that feeling. Because otherwise, I'm like, okay, I'm losing my mind. I am a miserable human that can't hang out with people because I'm crazy.
Tomorrow morning. If we don't hear anything about it, you know why.
Yep.
If okay. we do, you know why. There we go.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
How much of the Billboard Music Awards did you see last night?
I don't know how long we watched it. My husband and I watched it maybe like 45 minutes or something.
What'd you think?
I mean, I thought it was okay. I thought Sam Hunt did great. I liked watching Ed Sheeran, even though he wasn't physically doing it there. He was in some other country. Celine Dion was awesome.
Okay, so I have some clips of this stuff.
Okay.
Celine Dion performed My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the song is turning, and Titanic, 20 years old.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Really her singing?
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
No, she killed it.
Like, maybe the best singer of our lifetime. Like, just because she's been able to, if that's really her still singing, she was young and was nailing it, and still is nailing it. Well, she's not that young anymore. And a lot of singers lose it.
Yeah.
Because, like, Mariah Carey, she can't sing anymore.
True.
And she does it. Or no, higher than that. Probably a little higher than that. I can't get any higher.
Maybe
but she can
higher.
Hit that note perfectly. But if Celine Dion's still singing like that, she arguably was already. I mean, even, we'll have to see it when she gets Aretha old, because Aretha can hold up, and she still can't sing really
she
well.
She can sing.
So we looked it up. She's 49.
Celine Dion's only 49?
Yeah. Was you it 49
got
it. Or 59?
No way.
She
no
gotta
way.
Be 59.
Maybe it's 59. Hold on. I remember my husband being like, how old is she?
She has to be 59.
Somebody else get it.
She is 49.
Yes,
Celine
see?
Dion?
What? Yes,
that can't be
you.
Real.
She was born March 30th, 1968.
You even have me second guessing myself, but legit, my husband and I were like, how old is she? Because she looks amazing. She's singing great. Yeah, she's only 49.
Well, then that's why she sings so well.
Yeah, why wow. do you think she okay. was older?
Let's hold this conversation for about six more years.
Wait, so does that mean whenever she put out this song, she was only 29?
Maybe she just looked older.
Wow.
Maybe she just always seemed older to us because she was her music it was so mature.
Yeah. Contemporary.
And she was married to a really
still,
old guy.
That yes, that's true. He was a lot older.
Yes.
Okay, so but anyway, she's still maybe I'm still gonna say maybe yeah. the greatest singer of our lifetime.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was good though. Mm-hmm. I wonder who we'd say is the best singer in country music, straight pure vocalist.
Carrie.
Yeah, that's who comes to my mind one. First. Like and this is like no bull crap. I've been lucky enough to sing with, and then again, I'm not a great singer. I'm not even a good singer.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a band called The Raging Idiots, and people will come and perform with us. And I've been able to sing with everybody just about. And the only person who I was like knocked down by when she started singing is when Carrie Underwood and I were doing a duet at the Ryman. And she started singing, and I was like, like it a little bit took the wind out of me because she was live and in person singing that perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would I have sang with? Like people, everybody comes in here and sings. Like,
yeah, and
Lauren Alanis sings
yeah.
really but again,
solid.
Nobody, so far, carries on her own level. Who else?
Stapleton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, solid.
Chris is really good.
Yeah.
Like, Chris is so unique, though. Like, he's really good, and it's really... Carrie sings, like, in the same tone of everybody else, just better.
Yeah.
Like, nobody sings like Stapleton, and he sings awesome.
I have one that is just... it always blows me away when I hear him. Darius Rucker.
Pure.
Pure yeah, voice.
Darius's singing is like his performing. He's just a professional.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason he made it. He's just good. Like, straight up, just really good. That's a tough list.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to go with Carrie, though. I'm telling you, Garth sings... And I know you guys give me a hard time for being Garth. Like, Garth sings beautifully. I think Garth could have went into any format from the start and made it. He sings. When I saw him perform in Vegas, and it was just him and his guitar, because I went to that show. I went to all the shows. I've been to all the shows, okay? Every Garth show I've been to.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, my goodness. This is unlike anything else. So, but we all consensus saying it's Carrie.
Yeah,
I'll go Carrie.
Okay. All right. So, that's Celine Dion. Let's see, Miley Cyrus performed last
yes,
night. Malibu.
It sounds very country.
I heard it. Like, I listened to it on the iHeartRadio. I didn't think it sounded that country. I thought it sounded like beachy.
Okay. Let me hear. Right, she performed two different songs? Because let me hear.
Okay. Well, that sounds country.
Yeah.
It was pretty country.
Yeah.
That sounds country right there. Wow.
next to you. The sky is so blue.
He's the fiddle, huh?
Yeah.
In Malibu, baby, next to you.
Now I can't song whatever, but yeah, the fiddle will make anything sound country. Mm-hmm. That is a fiddle, right?
That's a fiddle.
Here's the Chris Cornell tribute. The guy from Imagine Dragons.
That's who that was.
Yeah, went up and did the Chris Cornell tribute.
Soundgarden and Audioslave's Chris Cornell was a true innovator.
Did he not sing?
No, they just talked about him.
Oh, I thought he was singing. Blake Shelton accepting for top country artist.
I know this award is based on facts and industry things, sales and streaming and radio airplay and all that stuff, but I think that all kind of comes down to a fan-voted award, if you think about it, because if it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't have the sales and the ticket sales and the airplay. So, thank you, fans.
It is weird the politics to go into, not this, because this is a lot of data.
Okay.
But they go into the other awards, the country awards.
Because Blake, so it's not
Blake's,
data?
Blake, no, not really. Blake can't get nominated for an ACM or a CMA Entertainer of the Year, but he wins the data awards. Like Sam Hunt and Chris Stapleton sell more records than anybody, yet they don't get put in some of these award categories.
Wow.
And that, it's very political in this format.
Yeah, I try to stay out of it.
Yeah.
Try to stay out of the politics.
Me too. Me too. Is there anyone? I have Sam Hunt performing.
He did good. He did real good.
What?
Sam Hunt just sells. That mm-hmm. Body Like a Back Road should have been a number one song for like 5 weeks. Six weeks. It's our format's ruining itself because we're giving number ones to everybody every week.
So whatever charts these are, I guess the Billboard charts. Uh-huh. So they when they were introing him, Vanessa Hudgens was like, or whoever it was like, this song spent 14th week number one
on the Billboard chart because they take
and I'm like, well,
radio play and streams and buy and country. It's just like
it was there twice,
radio
2 years,
and
two
labels
months.
Are trading out number ones and ready. It's stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. Yes.
So when it says number one, which number one matters?
You take the pick.
You can pick. Like, to people here, the radio number one matters.
But in your eyes, if you're looking up an artist and you want to say...
I don't care. I mean, it just sells. That's all that matters.
Oh, I go to iTunes.
Yeah.
Oh, that one sold the most.
There's no reason that this song should have only been a 2 week number one. It's a joke that it wasn't. He's good. That was another one when he came in the very first time. I told the story before. I was blown away at how good he could sing. Because you're like, okay, good looking guy. They brought you in because you're good looking. You don't fool me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts singing and playing guitar. And you're like, whoa, she got braids in her hair. You're like, wow. Yeah, good for Sam. I like that guy. What do you want to do?
What are my options?
Oh, what are my options? I have all the top records, like the bot records. You know what song I like? Is that Harry Styles song.
Oh,
it's a good one.
It's, you know what? It sounds like David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's like a little Queen, very 70s.
Just stop your crying. It's a sign of the times.
It's the number one album.
Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes.
It's called Harry Styles. But yeah, I like it. It never picks up. It never goes, breakdown. Yeah. It just is what it is.
See, I think he's going to be a good artist.
Yeah, I do too. There's always one or two that are really good artists in those boy bands.
Mm-hmm. So he's like the Justin Timberlake breaking away?
Could be.
Yeah.
And being actually successful.
Three of them have good songs. Zac Brown Band had the number two record, number one in country with Welcome Home.
My old man.
Sold 146,000 copies, which is good. It's a good week. Kendrick was at three. I can play Humble.
Tell him be humble. Holla. Sit down.
I work out to this record a lot.
Be humble. Holla. Sit down.
There's not a lot of country that I can work out to. And people give me a hard time for saying that sometimes. Like, come on, you just listen to country all the time. Well, I don't. When I work out, I don't...
Yeah.
Like, Brothers Osborne Ain't My Fault. That's about the only song, really, on my country work.
Body Like a Back Road.
No.
Oh, you don't... I like to work out to that.
It's too laid back.
I like to get it on to that song.
Okay.
Shut up.
Amy's telling you to shut up twice a day.
I know.
What else did I tell him to shut up on?
Something else. I don't know.
Tell him be humble. Hello. Sit down.
Yeah, Stapleton was a four.
Broken halo.
You don't work out to this?
I don't.
Shut up.
I'm telling you, that Guardians of the Galaxy,
the Awesome Mix Volume 2. It reminds you that they're such good songs, because in Guardians of the Galaxy, he has cassette tapes that he brought from Earth.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I was just looking through some of the music, because it was the number 5 album, and it sold 70,000 copies of their album, right? But it's just a bunch of old songs. For example, this is, here, let's do this one. And as it's playing, you're like, oh, that's a good song. That's before we were born, but still.
Brandy wears a braided chain.
I like it.
Yeah, man.
Silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved.
And here's another one. Mr. Blue Sky from Electric Light Orchestra. Same movie soundtrack. Know it. It kind of sounds like a Beatles song.
Yeah, it does.
These are all old songs. I like it that a movie soundtrack is cool again.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It's not raining. Everybody's in the lake. And don't you know, it's a beautiful day.
Do you guys know this?
No.
I know from a commercial.
Oh.
Look up what year it is. Either it's really old or really new.
That's to be cool. Huh? Something that would make me know it.
A commercial.
Okay.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
What year?
1977.
Okay. Hey! But it's so old that it could be right now. It could be current right now. Like, this sounds come all the way back around. Cool, huh?
This is that guy that the guy with the sunglasses and the big hair.
Sam Hunt.
No.
All right. Ray says we're out of time. Ray's the
timekeeper.
Big time now. That guy comes marching in the room if I'm over. The crazy thing about Chris Pratt, too, is he was like living in a van. Like just I wouldn't say homeless because he was choosing to be. Like he was just like a stoner dude who was just like, whatever.
Oh, he just wanted like no possessions?
Yeah, and he was like, if I make it, I make it. I'm just going to go live in a van. He's poor, but he just chose to. And then he was an actor. And then he got cast in a few things, and he got Parks and Rec. He was a chubby guy in Parks and Rec. Like that was his thing. He was like the fat guy. And Guardians of the Galaxy, he's a beast.
So did he get that role and then get ripped for that role? What got him ripped?
Probably that role. I'm not for sure.
Okay.
But he's ripped in this role.
Yeah.
And so,
I've never even seen the movie, but I know.
Oh, you'd like it.
I would?
Yeah, you would.
Okay.
It's not too dirty. Like Deadpool, I don't think you'd like that much.
Yeah.
Because they curse a lot. You'd like Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and then 2 probably.
Okay.
You should watch it.
Okay.
So Chris Pratt's in it, and he's a big country music fan. And so that's when I met him at IR Festival 2 years ago. It was a big old dude. Him and Anna Faris, they're married.
Yep.
They're still married, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
He just put this up on Instagram about Chris Stapleton. Chris Pratt did.
Chris Pratt here. So, hey, listen, anyone who knows me knows that I'm a giant country music fan and happen to be a big fan of Chris Stapleton. I think I've mentioned that a couple times in interviews, and possibly he caught wind of that. I've actually never met him in person, but guess what? He just sent me my own personalized Chris Stapleton mixtape.
It's a literal cassette tape like he has in the movie because he plays everything on cassette still.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, snap. That is just one of the many wonderful blessings that have come my way, man. I don't even know what to say except for if you're watching this, Chris, Mr. Stapleton, thank you. I'm a huge fan. And look, he even sent this Sony Walkman so I can listen to it.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you see that couple that drove down the road with the man on the back of their car?
What? No? What man?
They were in Memphis and they were leaving a festival. Police pulled them over and they were like, hey, you know you got a guy in the back of your car? There was a drunk man sleeping on the trunk on the outside of the car.
And the officer came up and he said, mister, are you aware that there's a body on your trunk? And, you know, that did not register. He goes, mister, I'm not messing with you. There is a body on your trunk. So I got out, we walked around, and sure enough, there he was. Still hanging on, still unconscious, just laying there. I have no explanation other than that little lip right there. It saved his life.
The officer had to wake the guy up. Carl says he was so drunk he started to stumble into traffic, and the officer grabbed him. Carl tells us he's just thankful for the officer's good police work.
good job, man. Good job. He was just outstanding.
Wow.
And it wasn't just a short drive. They were driving for like 14 miles.
Yeah.
Oh, I was picturing they like turned miles. Out of the venue no. and they're like, you gotta go.
Even then you think you fall off immediately, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that.
That's crazy.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, if you want to follow me. I'm trying to hit a million. I still have hundreds of thousands to go. But I'm trying like to hit a million.
A million. Mm-hmm. A million. Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. And if you want to come see me in Fort Wayne or Baton Rouge, my stand-up comedy show, BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Amy talked about if she's pregnant or not, because she was late by almost 5 days. Started her cycle on Saturday, so she didn't have to take the test.
Yeah.
But then a doctor called in and said, whoa. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, Amy's going to take the test. Just when you thought it was over, there's a new season. Dun, 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 to be continued. So a legit doctor called. OBGYN.
Yeah, she was legit.
And she said it happens all the time. So that happened today.
That was crazy how she said it happens all the time.
Mm.
I didn't know that. She said 89%. Yeah. What about your weekend, Wichita?
It was awesome.
Two nights?
Yes. So
that's crazy.
I did two stand-up shows in Wichita. I love it there. It's just the best. Like, it's just the best. It's, yeah. it's the best crowds.
They're awesome.
Love it there. Yeah, I did that. And
Walker Hayes is done with you? Are you done with him?
Yes. The first.
How does that work?
We only were going to do one leg of the comedy tour. It was only going to be January to the end of May.
Okay.
And so that was us. And so now we start back at the end of June because people came to the first shows. I couldn't believe it. So we start back in June and Carly Pierce comes out and she's taking that spot. So we do Fort Wayne, Indiana and Baton Rouge and a lot of places.
Oh, so you're taking like a little comedy hiatus for like a week?
For like a month, but I have other work stuff to do.
Oh, okay.
It's mostly only because of work.
I know, I was like, what are you going to be doing on the weekends? That's weird.
I actually have off this weekend for the first time.
Uh-huh.
For the first real weekend I've had off in a long time. And I'm thinking about going to watch Chris Rock in Atlanta.
Okay, if you change your mind, I got other plans for you.
Why?
You can come see the kids.
Where?
Let's go to Haiti.
Oh, pfft. That no, thank you.
It's like probably one of your last chances to go.
They'll be here in 38 days.
It doesn't
days.
Matter. You always told me maybe you'd go.
I know. And
maybe will.
And
what
maybe
if
I, maybe.
Not? What if I were to tell you that it's not going to be 30 days? So what if I told you it could
what
be?
What if I told you I didn't come? What if I told you I didn't? You doing the song? Huh?
Yeah.
They're going to be here in a month. I
know, but I mean, so you'll go to Atlanta, but you won't come to Haiti. Got it.
Yes, I will, because that's driving 4 hours. And I'll go see my girlfriend because we spent probably 12 hours together. The only 12 hours we spent together for a week. Now, she's gone again unless I drive to Atlanta on Saturday. I won't see her for another 2 weeks.
Okay.
Do you see where they put out, by the way, we were talking about the hot guy list. Do you guys see that? We were like, we could never put out a hot girl list.
Yeah. And they did.
And then Taste of Country, but a female did it. A female did female hot girls.
Oh, that makes sense.
And so Lindsay, my girlfriend, made the list.
Wow.
Of top 10.
Shout out.
Yeah, look at that. Look at her. I put her number one. It was me, but whatever. I think they lowballed her a little bit, for being honest. Yeah, so Lindsay made. Here, we're going down. Cassidy Pope made it. And you left me. Lindsay L. Like Hillary Scott. And I don't know why. Take me downtown. Miranda Lambert. Go and fix your makeup, girl. Carrie. She can hear those church bells ringing. Lauren Elena. I don't want to miss anybody. Aubrey Sellers. Jesse James Decker. Faith Hill. There were 10 of them. Ooh, I love the way you. Kelsey Ballerini. Yeah, boy. Yeah, congratulations. I didn't make the list. I have no comments except I think my girlfriend should have been higher. I would have put Lindsay Ellen number one.
And,
hey, number nine on the page, but number one in my heart. What about that?
Ooh, oh, I like that.
Miranda Lambert sent us a bunch of dog stuff, which is nice of her. She's doing the Mutt March. Mm-hmm. She really is passionate about these animals.
100%.
Yeah, which is cool.
It's legit.
It's like they say a BSer can see a BSer. Like I can always tell when someone comes in and they're not really they're like being fake artisty. A dog lover can tell another dog lover. Like I'm diehard dog lover. And when Miranda, you can just see that she loves these dogs.
Yeah.
Like game recognized game.
She's got the rescue record to prove it.
She does. So I appreciate what you sent us, Miranda. That was very nice of you. I would look up, Google that, the Mutt March.
Mutt Nation.
Mutt Nation. Mm-hmm. But the march she's doing.
Yes.
So, I think Eddie has a gambling problem. I think he always downplays. He downplays everything. But I think Eddie has a gambling problem.
Ray, what'd you hear this time?
Well, because our producer, Raymond, says you called him this weekend.
Raymond!
While you're with your kids.
Yeah, and my wife's.
To make a bet, like, secretly on the Preakness?
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah,
the
look at his face.
On the what?
It's the one of the Triple Crown horse races.
The horse races were on TV, and I thought for a second, like, huh. Like, I've never bet on horses. I used to bet on greyhounds back in the day with my dad, like, back where I grew up. But I asked my wife, I was like, hey, if I call Ray and he's, like, able to bet, like, do you want to place a bet? And she said...
Do you want to place a bet?
So you're trying to make it fun
for
her,
yeah.
Of course. If something's on TV and we can make it fun and bet, like, 10, 20 bucks or whatever, I'm like, I'm all for it.
10 or 20 bucks or whatever.
Hey, so I called the bookie up. Ray!
Eddie's our video producer with two kids and a wife, and he's always gambling, but he always acts like, no big thing.
Yeah, I think gambling's fun for some weird reason. Like... It's a party to me. Like,
but are you winning or are you losing?
I won 30 bucks.
You actually won.
So, okay, hey,
But overall, like, do you feel like you're losing money?
Overall, I haven't lost any money. I've played on
that's
all winnings.
That's bullcrap. That's game.
You know what? I'll take it back to fantasy sports that we used to do. I've lost.
In gambling, you don't come ahead.
Really?
Period. You just don't come ahead.
Because, like, if that was 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I don't count that stuff.
How much did you bet?
You bet $30. Well, it was $20.
Because you can't. Because sometimes you come on air and talk about how life is so hard. Sometimes with money and like kids and spending things and blah, blah, blah.
It is. You'll find
here's
out
what
soon.
Gamblers do. They only talk about their winnings.
Okay.
They
true.
Never talk about their losing. Mm-hmm. Take it from someone who had to stop gambling completely. Like, had to quit.
And he can talk about this one because his wife knew about it.
Yeah.
I can talk about all of them. My wife knows about all my gambling.
That's not true. I walk through, and these two, Lunchbox and Eddie, have their computers open, and they're on all these little gambling websites every morning. And they're talking about, hey, how much you put on?
Got to make money somehow, dude.
Yeah, work.
Here.
He is working hard.
I'm working and gambling.
You know that story about the kid putting laxative in his teacher's coffee?
Yeah.
And so he's in trouble legally. He's in trouble. Eighth grader. And he's kicked out of school for a bit. I was thinking, the worst trouble I ever got into at school. And I got suspended one time for 3 days from French class. And think about the worst trouble you ever got in school. Because in French class, what I did once, we had Julius Caesar spoke in French, and we had to listen to the record. And I went in for the teacher, went in, and I was doing wicka, wicka, wicka on the record player with Julius Caesar. And so I was like, what up, everybody? And I had it playing and go, wicka, 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 from Parlez-vous, wicka, wicka, wicka. She kicked me out of class for 3 days. I got suspended 3 days.
That's not
I couldn't
that
believe
bad.
It. That's what I was saying. I never been in trouble a day in my life. And I was up doing some Beastie Boys in front of the class on the school record player with Julius Caesar. And it was like, hey, tu brute, fricka, fricka, fricka. Out I went.
That's funny.
For 3 days.
What's the problem?
She didn't think it was funny. That was the problem. Worst trouble you ever got into in school, Amy?
I really didn't. I was always in trouble for either being late or talking consistently. So, I mean, sometimes it was I'd have to stay after class or a lot of parent-teacher conferences probably for my mom.
No, okay. Lunchbox, you ever get suspended?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got suspended one time that sticks out in my mind. Volleyball playoffs. It was at our high school's gym, and our mascot was the Trojans, and the Conley Cougars came in, and they put up a sign in our gym behind their bench that said, trash the Trojans. Man, the Trojans stomped them, eliminated them from the playoffs. So me and my friend Dom ran over there and ripped up their sign in front of them. We're like, yeah, trash the Trojans, huh? Boom! And we threw the ripped up sign all over their team, and we got suspended.
From school?
Yeah.
For how many days?
3 days.
Ooh, what did your parents do?
My parents were like, oh, it's probably not a good decision, but, I mean, what are they going to do? I was just suspended.
Like, did you have to, like, hard labor while you were at home or anything?
No, I was, like, 3 days off.
Oh, man.
See, that's how some kids see it. They're like, I just got 3 days off.
Yeah.
There was a passenger who got taped to the seat after they tried to rush the cockpit with a blanket in his hand. Did you guys see this?
No.
Well, yeah, tape him down, man.
Police at Los Angeles International Airport said they caught, and he just was charging it. And they ended up having, like, I think the drink cart in front of him, too.
Ooh.
So it wouldn't get through. Man.
Was he saying anything? He was just charging it? That's still scary, but...
It doesn't say that he did. 25 years old.
What were you going to say? Man,
if I was on that flight, I'd probably run the other way.
Man.
You'd like to think you'd be the hero, but probably not. I'd be like, oh, no, we're going to die. Yeah, I don't like people doing funny
what if
stuff.
He was just trying to go to the bathroom?
I don't think... I don't listen. Maybe he was.
He's like, I got to pee.
So I had... Wheeler Walker at my house. And so don't look up his music. It's vulgar music, right?
Okay,
but
okay,
he's
okay.
Really, he's funny if you're into that. I think it's funny.
Okay.
But I don't even curse my personal life, but I think what he's doing is funny. And he's telling stories. For example, apparently Jake Owen has his number. And he's telling a story about how Jake Owen FaceTimed him in the morning. This is a Wheeler Walker. I'm on the Bobby Cast, the show I do from my house.
I got really upset because to me, the Grand Ole Opry is a sacred place.
Oh, this is the wrong clip. Hold on. Let me play this one.
I got a message for Jake Owen.
All right.
Can we get his my cell phone number out of his phone? 2 a.m, he FaceTimes me the other night. I'm like, dude, like, I'm in my underwear. Like, he's on the road. He goes, I just met John Daly, you know, the golfer. He's like, we were playing your stuff. He loves it. I'm like, that's a text, brother. That ain't a FaceTime.
That's so funny.
So there's stuff that's text worthy.
Yeah, is it?
And FaceTime worthy. It.
That's a text, brother.
Just search Bobbycast. There's no cursing. And I was like, dude, I can have you at the house and I can put you on the Bobbycast. I think it's funny. But I was like, no bad words. And so he came up and he did it. He went after Dylan Scott too hard. This is a new artist, Dylan Scott. I'll play it later. Like, hard.
I gotta Google. I don't even know what Walker Wheeler looks like.
Wheeler Walker.
Yeah.
Did you see the my tweet mess up? Or no, my text mess up this weekend.
Yes. Were you, you meant to text Walker Hayes, like, hey, you want to write today?
Yeah.
But you sent it to Clay Walker.
Yes, it was quite embarrassing.
What?
So I was in Wichita, and Walker Hayes was his last weekend with me on my comedy tour. And we were going to write. I was like, hey, we're going to write today? But I just put in Walker on my phone and Clay Walker popped up, which is kind of a humble brag in itself.
That Clay Walker's in your phone?
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
And so I text Clay Walker and I was like, hey, you want to write? And he texted me back. And I was like, oh.
So then Clay Walker also, when you put that tweet up, he was like, oh, yeah, I was a little disappointed that it was a mistake. That sucks.
Well, maybe, that'd be cool if I had Clay Walker. Yeah, I felt pretty stupid. Because I was like, oh, we're in Kansas. Like, we can't. Sorry about that. But it's pretty cool. Pretty humble braggy, too, to say that. I like Clay Walker. He always remembers me, which is funny, because Clay Walker's like someone you listen on the radio as a kid. Like,
yeah. This woman. It's a jam.
And there was this man. And there was this moment they had a chance to hold on to what they had.
That's a jam, huh?
How could they be so in love?
Yeah. Still never see.
Dang, run.
Now nothing could be sadder than this woman, this woman, and this man.
I mean, y'all could write a jam like that.
Man, if so, count me in. Like, seriously.
Seriously.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Social networks ranked by how likely they are to make you feel bad. Okay?
Okay.
So if you get on social media, how likely you are to feel bad after being on this certain social media. I wonder what you think first is.
Facebook. Oh.
And I would have thought that too, because that's the answer a year and a half ago.
I know. It's Instagram because of likes and how many likes you get. Because I know with teenagers, it's like a big deal.
Well, it's Instagram just because of the pictures.
Okay, gotcha.
Because it's everyone's perfect life in pictures. No one's putting up a bunch of pictures of them sitting on the toilet with a wart on their elbow.
True.
Yeah.
True. Would that be your nightmare?
That's me every day. So,
Bobby, don't bare your soul.
So, Instagram is the worst because it's filtered. It's pictures of perfection. You're like, oh, why is my life not like this? So that's one. Snapchat is two. Because, again, it's the video highlights of the world. Facebook is three. And just because people aren't using Facebook like they used to.
Okay.
Facebook, by the way, still growing in popularity and use. But it's just not being used for status updates anymore.
What is it being used for?
Video.
Okay, gotcha.
It's being used for
live,
by older
Facebook
people.
Live.
Older people still do status updates. Like, I see, like, a random aunt or something I haven't seen in 10 years.
Older people to connect. My dad's always like, this girl from high school, you'll never believe it. She Facebooked me on the Facebook. Like, okay, Dad.
Twitter, fourth, YouTube is last. YouTube sometimes makes people feel better because you go watch videos that are like long form learning shows.
I guess I didn't consider YouTube a social platform.
You know, a lot of people don't, but you can follow us on our YouTube channel. I don't even talk about that, really.
That's so true. You can subscribe.
Subscribe is the word.
Yeah.
I'm on YouTube all the time, but I never talk. We have a really good channel that we put, but we just actually link it and don't go, hey, subscribe.
That's right.
But you can subscribe. That'd be cool. Scott Disick, and Amy was talking about him earlier. I always be reminded who he is. He's the guy, like the
he was married to Kourtney Kardashian.
He's like the white guy, looks like Shaggy, right?
With I don't beard, think like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Okay, you're right. Yeah. When he's he has a beard, yes, but sometimes he's clean shaven and he's the father of her children and Kardashian. Lunchbox loves him. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. His house was broken into. They stole a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he was in Vegas celebrating his birthday.
Burglars went through the rear door of his home and deputies responded. He wasn't home. He posted a bunch of pictures of him at a club and they're saying, that's why you don't post pictures of him. When are you supposed to post pictures then? I understand. Don't show pictures of you being away while you're away. What are you supposed to do? Save them?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point of social media. My point is to make you feel bad by my awesome pictures right then.
Yeah.
So, also, I just expect someone to be rich like that to have a better security system.
Well, neighbors say loud alarms didn't go off, but it did trigger a silent alarm.
Okay.
Ooh, that's tricky. I know cops did show up. They did, but they still stole stuff.
That's weird. The silent alarm should be set up more than just a window.
Yeah.
Like, my place, I have a perimeter of like...
Yeah, you get zapped.
No, it's not like the dog thing. Where we used to put the thing around, like, our arm and run through the dog fence back in the day.
You did that?
You guys ever did that?
No.
Mount Pine, Arkansas, that's how we had fun.
Dang, dude.
You put on that dog, this shocker thing with the invisible fence, and you run through it.
Yeah. Why don't more celebrities have that?
He needs a lot of money. I don't know. My point is, if you come into my yard, things start going off.
Yeah.
That's all.
Music, lights.
It's like one of those Christmas light displays.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be expensive.
I mean, I know that's what you have.
No, not that big. Remember Akon? Whenever he said he had things with guns?
Oh.
We had Akon in once, and Akon was like, if you come into my property, these security things rise up with guns on them.
That would be so scary.
Ooh. Was he serious?
Like, yeah.
He just raised $1 billion for like a water initiative in Africa. Akon did $1 billion.
That is a lot.
Isn't that crazy?
Well,
here's some foods that celebrities won't eat. Howie Mandel will not eat raisins. Taylor Swift will not eat sushi. Boy, by the way, did you hear that Katy Perry song going after Taylor Swift?
Oh, I saw you post something about it,
and I was like, oh, Taylor going back to studio now.
Is it bad?
Some bad blood, yeah.
It's called Swish Swish.
Oh.
What? That's the name of it?
Yeah. Because it's like, listen, if you're at, and they asked Katy Perry about it, and they're like, what's it mean? She's like, well, it's just about bullies. But it's like, for sure. It's like, in one part, she goes, Swish Swish.
Oh, I don't know why I was shocked by that title. It's
it sounds like Swift Swift, but that's what everybody's saying.
Okay.
Hold on, let me see.
Once I realized it was Swish Swish, I was like, well.
It's pretty smart.
We don't even have it in the system. Dang. I guess that's not a single. Dang, but Katy Perry's song's been sucking. Like, they haven't been doing that good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she needs this.
I don't even know if it's a single, but it's like sweet and like, woo. And I was like, I put up a GIF of a recorder, and I was like, Taylor going back in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fight with Taylor over music. Like, she will put out the biggest, heart-wrenching, best hook ever in the whole world, and it'd be about you.
Dang.
And then everybody's
scary.
And everyone's going to hear it, and they're going to think of you.
I have a couple friends that have had songs written about them by her that aren't even really, that people don't even really know.
Okay.
One of them for specific.
Huh?
Do you know that one?
What? Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do know it. I know it well.
I feel like I know who you're talking about, but I don't know the song.
Probably this one.
I think I've also heard other songs that I don't even think really made it anywhere. That are about people. She's good.
Oh, no. She's lethal.
She's good.
Tell me what you got.
Like, do you know this one? Sparks Fly. This song, your thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe it's on the internet.
Sparks Fly.
Yeah. Google, see if that's up
there. I will see.
Because it may not be that much of a secret. Because I've talked to the person it's about.
It comes up on Google.
Oh, it does?
All
right, never mind. Don't even say it. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how right that is.
What? It's Google. You never know.
Yeah, Google.
Just Google.
Google's
come. Never right.
I'm going to read
it's
about
like
this.
How many syllables in his name? Total.
Three.
I don't know if that's...
Try
okay.
it.
Okay. Your Bobby Bones. All right, we're going to go. There's a Bobby cast up with controversial singer Wheeler Walker Jr. Mm. Don't even look at his music. It's bad for you and like Amy.
Oh, okay.
Bad words. But he was talking about, are you familiar with Dylan Scott? He's the song My Girl.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
So he's talking about Dylan Scott.
I got really upset because to me, the Grand Ole Opry is a sacred place. He brought Chewbacca Mom on stage of the Grand Ole Opry. I don't know if you know, Hank Williams Sr. is banned from the Grand Ole Opry. And Chewbacca Mom's up there. I'm like, again, you don't have to be the most pure country artist in the world, but Chewbacca Mom ain't supposed to be on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. So I ripped on him, and I'm like, you're the reason Chewbacca Mom got on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. You're my enemy now. I mean, it doesn't take much for you to not get in my way. You know, just don't bring Chewbacca Mom on stage at the Grand Ole Opry, and you're fine.
And then he goes in on it. Anyway.
The guy that sings My Girl.
No.
She's my girl. She's not.
It's a country song. Girl. It's like in the top 20 right now.
She thought the Temptations.
Don't.
And I was like, well, no. They brought Chewbacca Mom.
He's mad at that dude because he brought Chewbacca Mom on stage.
Gotcha.
And then started going after him. Then Dylan Scott, right?
Yeah.
Blocked him on Twitter.
Oh.
And then in that Bobby Cash, I played Dylan Scott's song and he just rips it.
Why is Hank Williams Jr.
Senior. Okay,
senior.
Never mind. We gotta go. Thank you for listening to the show today. We'll see you guys on Tuesday's show. To find the Bobby Cast, search Bobby Cast on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Thank you. The Bobby Bone Show.